Zane Gang Podcast is a special edition for National Signing Day. So Trey Reed joined by Midwestern State head coach Bill Maskell. Coach, 28 prep standouts signed yesterday for Midwestern. It seemed like a pretty good group coming in. A lot of good-sized young men coming through, and you guys seemed pretty excited about what you had.
Well, I think the coaches did a great job of getting out and evaluating talent and hitting the trail. And, you know, we hired a DB coach January 1st, and we were still able to, you know, get three DBs, and our goal was to get four. I think, you know, what's going to be telltale is when they get on campus next fall, and you know, what they do between now and the fall as to who's going to be able to step in and play right away. And I think there's some of these guys that can do that. And, I think we did a really good job knowing that we were, we probably didn't visit nearly as many kids. I doubt that we had 70 visits, and if that, we might have had 60 and we signed 28. That's real encouraging. And we met our goals at each position. Wide receivers, we wanted to sign four, and we got four, and we've also got a walk-on coming. Tight ends, we shot for two or three, and we got two. Running backs, we shot for three and got three. O-line, we shot for five and got five. Quarterbacks, we were going to take one, but we ended up with two. Linebackers, overall, we were going for three, and we got three. D-line, we're going to take two DNs and three D tackles, and we ended up getting two D tackles and three DNs. So we got five, but we're still waiting on corners. We said we wanted to take two, and we ended up getting three, and I'm missing somebody here that didn't put in here. Actually, we got four corners. No, I got him right there. One, two, three. We got three corners, and that with the ability of one or two of those guys being able to go to safety as well. So I think overall we hit all our positions. We still need a couple of spots, and we'll continue to recruit. And I feel like everybody does this time of year, that our coaches did an outstanding job, and we're in position to get some of these guys on the field next fall.
So, Coach, when you look at this, how it broke down position-wise, I think we'll get to that as we get a little closer to it. But 16 offensive signees and 12 defensive. We'll start out with the offensive linemen. You had two guards and three tackles, the guards, Michael Carter and Mark Fullerenzo. When you look at Michael Carter, 6'2", 275-pounder out of Nolan Catholic in Fort Worth, and Fullerenzo out of Plano East, and his size is 6'1", 305. So two big guys to go in the middle of the line.
Yeah, I think Fullerenzo was probably more ready than Carter at this point. Carter could swing into a center spot, depending on what he does with his body. Good athlete. I think the two of them, probably Florenzo's a little bit further along.
Then the tackles, Clayton Godwin, a 6'4", 270-pounder, one of two young men that you got out of Paradise High School. Tyler Kapas Sirignan, and I apologize if I butcher that. I know a lot of coaches call him Tyler K. So he's also out of Nolan Catholic, one of two offensive linemen out of Fort Worth. And then Tim Wyatt, 6'3", 265-pounder out of W.T. White High in Dallas, Texas. Pretty happy about the tackles you brought in?
Yeah, I think so. All those guys have some length. And they've got good athleticism and got some height to them. Tyler K is from France and was over here on a foreign exchange student and, you know, played basically 1 year varsity football. I mean, he's got a chance to do nothing but get better. And Tim Wyatt is coming out of W.T. White. He's got all the tools to be a really good one, and Clayton Godwin's very athletic. So we're real pleased with those three.
And they'll all three be playing for their position coach first year for Garrett Graff. It seems like he's been here longer, you know, with the pandemic and everything stretching everything out. But how excited are you to have Coach Graff having this bunch of offensive linemen to come and join what you already have?
Well, we real good. I think that Graff has been involved in every one of those kids recruiting. Once we identify players that we're going after, then we kind of narrow it down into position coach, and position coach ends up being the one that recruits them. So five, and we really probably need it if we could find a couple more high school kids. And we've got some depth issues there that you can always fill, if you will.
Then four wide receivers. We'll start out with Elijah Clyde. He's the only signee from outside of the state of Texas. 6'1", 175-pounder out of West Feliciana High School, and that's near Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, I think all those guys can run, and they're athletic. Clyde, Jaden Moore, Trey Roberts. All those guys move well. And, the guy that I think is going to play like right now is Nick Darkus, our local guy. I mean, he's athletic, he's explosive, he can catch, he can run, he can cut. He's got all the tools, and if he just continues to do what he did in high school, we really project him getting on the field. Those other guys, they're a little longer, they're a little more outside guys. Darkus is more of a slot guy, but we're all of those guys can run and are athletic, and that's what we were looking for, is guys that were a little bit taller and they could run. And we took three outside guys and one inside guy, and a couple of those guys, I think probably Clyde could go inside and Roberts could go inside as well.
You speak of Darkus being on the shorter end of that 5'9", 160 pounds from Ryder High School. He was really electric for the Raiders and really made a lot of highlight reels here locally. Is he the type of guy that will also contribute as a returner for the Mustangs?
Absolutely. I can see him coming in here, and based on what he did in high school, there's no doubt that he's got the ability to be a punt returner and a kickoff returner. I mean, he was elusive and explosive back there.
Jaden Moore, 6'2", 170 pounds out of Cedar Hill High School. And you mentioned Trey Roberts as well, 6', 175 pounder. And he's one of three out of Texas High School, out of Texarkana. Very interesting rivalry they have there between Texas and Arkansas high schools there. But and we'll get into the others later, but how key is that when you're able to recruit a bunch of quality athletes out of the same high school?
Well, it just worked out that way that Surratt, I think he measured out at 5'11", maybe 6', 270 pounds. You're always looking for those those guys that can play that interior line, and those guys with him and Roberts also, being long and receivers and that can move. We got three good ones, we think. And it's exciting to be. And then Jalen Green, the kid that's the defensive end that's out of there, he was the last one to decide. He had visited out in one of the schools, Minot State out in, I think that's in North Dakota. To get three guys that are quality guys off of one team, that's pretty special.
Then you move on to the tight ends. You signed two of them, Kelby Hickerson and Austin Pinchion. Hickerson comes in 6'2", 225-pounder from Anderson High School in Austin, Texas. And Austin Pinchion, he comes in as a 6'1", 220-pounder out of Longview High. Both those guys, I remember just from shooting them, it showed a lot of personality and definitely have the tight end look.
You know, Pinchion has been a linebacker and maybe a fullback, and he might be undersized, but he's got a really good punch. And we think that his future is, both these two guys, even Hickerson, is a little bit taller, maybe a little bit better in space. So we could use another tight end if we were to find one that fit what we were doing. But those two are pretty dang good.
The two quarterbacks you brought in, Garrett Landry is a 6'1", 185-pounder out of Leander High School, so he played a lot of big school ball here in the state of Texas. And Christian Oligi, he comes in 6'2", 225-pounder out of Baytown Lee High School. So he's big and quick.
He moves pretty good for a guy that's his size. He's got a really strong arm. I think he's got a ways to go, but I think he's got a lot of tools to work with. And we were looking for one or two guys that could be guys that develop to step in the role down the road. And those two appeared to be the two that we narrowed it down to, and we looked at a lot of them, and we visited three and ended up getting two. So we felt like we were right on point there.
What do you like about Garrett Landry?
I think he's got a quick release. I think he's football savvy. He's pretty heady. You can just see he's got some savvy about him. And he throws the short game really well. And just think that he's got a big upside as we go forward with his development.
Then you did sign three running backs, which it's an area that the Mustangs have really thrived in, is having quality prep running backs come in and have quality careers. First one is Jalen March. He comes in as a 5'10", 180-pounder from Seguin High School in Arlington, Texas. Then also Latrae Miller is a 5'8", 180-pounder from Midlothian Heritage High School. And Isaac Sebastian comes to us from Merkel High School. And Sebastian comes in at 6', 160 pounds. What do you like about that trio?
Well, I think March is one of those guys that's kind of elusive. He's got speed. He catches the ball in the backfield. He jump cuts. I mean, he really cuts well. And he's an elusive running back. Where Miller... it's probably just the opposite. It's a little bit shorter, a little bit thicker, a little bit more power, a little bit maybe stronger overall in his body. And so those two will complement each other very well. Isaac Sebastian is kind of a leaner kid that could be a receiver, perhaps a DB. He played, I think, receiver his junior year, and then they moved him to tailback his senior year. So he is a guy that's kind of a tweener. Once we get him here, we'll determine what the next step is for him. But definitely a guy that we think could play.
Those are the 16 offensive signees. Now we'll move on to the defensive side of the ball, where we'll start where you could never really have enough. I can't ever remember a coach saying they had too many defensive linemen, but the Mustangs signed five defensive linemen, two of those defensive ends, or three defensive ends, excuse me, and three tackles. The ends, Cameron DeVault comes in as a 6'3", 235-pounder from Clearbrook High School in Houston. Jalen Green, who you had mentioned, comes in from also Texas High School in Texarkana, 6', 225-pounder. And Carson Tenney comes to us from Paradise High, and he's a 6'3", 250-pounder. What do you like about the defensive ends?
Yeah, I think that Cameron DeVault is a pretty smart kid. He's got some length to him. He's got some weight to him. He's got an opportunity to really develop. He's got all the height and weight tools and the speed, and and all those things. Jalen Green is probably more of a pass rushing guy at this point. You know, he probably weighed 220 when he was here, 215, but he's long and lean and got a chance to grow into his body. Carson Kinney is kind of a combination of both those guys. He's a little thicker, probably doesn't run as well, but is stronger than those two. So, you know, you got three guys that are going to complement each other, and all three have got to grow. And but I think that they're good kids that are willing to work to improve themselves.
And the two D tackles, Chase Myers, comes to us from Austin High School in Fort Bend, Texas. He's 6'2", 300-pounder coming out of high school. And then you had mentioned Kristen Surratt earlier, and Surratt is also the third Texas high school guy out of Texarkana. He's 6', 265 pounds.
Yeah, those two guys, Chase is a little bit bigger. I think they're both real strong. I would say Surratt probably moves a little bit better. But Chase is much stronger and very physical. I think they both use their hands really well. I think they both got a chance. But in fact, Chase Myers ended up as an H-back, and they blocked him on the perimeter, and they pulled him and ran some counter with him, and he did a good job of blocking. So I mean, he might be a guy that, you know, we get him here and he might be able to beat that blocking H-back that we're looking for. But both of them very impressive on film.
And you have signed three linebackers, one Mike and two backers. Brett Hargrove is the Mike. I think that Hartgrove is 6'1", 225-pounder out of Cedar Ridge High School in Round Rock. Kalen Hubbard, backer, 6'2", 200-pound from Ennis, Texas. And Ronnie McNeil comes to us from Decaney High School in Houston, and he comes in at 6'2", 200 pounds. Linebacker core always can use a little more depth, it seems.
Well, we going after linebackers this year, we wanted to try to get some length so that as those guys grow into their body, Hartgrove is a really good-looking kid that plays downhill and real physical and very instinctive and very aggressive. And McNeil is probably a little bit more athletic and is a little quicker, a little faster over at the weak side linebacker spot. And Caden Hubbard's kind of the tweener of those three. And he's almost 6'3", and 200 pounds with a big frame to grow. And, you know, all three of those guys potentially have a big future here.
As you mentioned earlier, you signed four cornerbacks. First will be Trey Jordan. Jordan comes to us from Memorial High School out of Tomball, Texas, 5'11", 175 pounds. Zach Robinson comes to us from Lebanon Trail High in Frisco, 6'1", 175 pounds. Trey Spann joins us out of John Paul II High School in Plano. He is 6', 160 pounds. And then Ben Wilson joins us from Manville High School, a quality program that always seems to be there late in the playoffs, and he's at 6', 180 pounds. So it's like a good long group of cornerbacks.
You know, Trey Jordan played both safety and corner. Really good hitter. Covers well. Zach Robinson and Trey Spann played together at Lebanon Trail in Frisco. I think Spann might have transferred his senior year or into his junior year, so they may have played together younger. But they're similar players. They're both long and lean and athletic, and both of them are, you know, have the physical tools and skills to be really good. And then Ben Wilson, I didn't see my line here. Ben Wilson is a kid that's very quick and athletic, and his dad actually played for A&M as a fullback, and then went on and played with the Dolphins. And when they were up here on a visit, he stopped in to see Ronnie Williams, who played quarterback at Ohio years ago, and ended up going to Oklahoma State and ended up playing tight end with the Dolphins. So there's some legacy there that the kids got some good bloodline.
I do remember watching Ronnie Williams play quarterback at Ryder for sure. But now you guys are 28 signees, and now you've gone through the recruiting season, got a quality class coming in. And now what's different about this year is you head into spring ball. You're actually heading into a season where you have four games on the schedule, February 27th, starting out with a scrimmage against Southeastern Oklahoma at Memorial Stadium. Then the next week you'll have Texas A&M Kingsville in town, take a week off and finish the brief season on the road with games at Tarleton State and UT Permian Basin. Figure you guys had to be chomping at the bit after having to sit out the fall and get ready to get out on the field and play.
Well, we've had two practices in shorts, and today will be the first day that we're in helmets and shoulder pads. But I feel like we made great strides from day one to day two. And we've got so many young kids that haven't played that, you know, if we had had a full complement of a fall, we would have seen a lot of improvement. And now we didn't have a spring, but five practices, and would we have 12 in the fall? And, you know, I think that as we practice, we're going to do nothing but get better. And I see a lot of energy out on the field, and a big improvement from day one to day two. So today we'll do a little hitting today and see how that works out. And, you know, I just think that we're, you know, you're right. The kids are anxious to play, and that's our goal, is to get them ready to play.
What's the advantage to coming back in the spring, kind of a non-championship time where, you know, eligibility you'll be able to save? This could be used to your advantage for development. I mean, is that the tack that you're taking going into this
well, four games? Well, you know, our kids are going to want to win every game, just like right. every opponent. There's not the championship, and I agree with that. There's only three teams playing unless we get Western New Mexico playing, and so, you know, I don't know what the conference is going to do, but we're going to, in that Southeastern Oklahoma game, we're going to play everybody that we can dress out and see if we can find some kids and gain conditions that have made some strides in practice and then get ready to play Kingsville second. And hopefully we'll have a third game and then play Tarleton and then finish up with Permian Basin. And, you know, we're all really looking towards 21, but the kids are going to be looking to try to be the best they can. And I'm talking about the fall of 21.
Right.
So I think it's, exciting to get a chance to play some in the spring when we missed the fall, and now it's we just got to get them better. We just got to keep working like we have the first 2 days, and anxious to see how we do these next 3 days before we break them on the weekend.
It's been fun. It's going to be a busy time here at Midwestern in the spring as all the sports getting back on the field. We'll have the fall teams have an abbreviated schedule, and the all the spring teams will be in their full season. And definitely had fun catching up with you, Coach, and definitely look forward to seeing this group of 28 young men come in and start their Midwestern State careers. But at the same time, we're looking forward to seeing the team you have on campus grow this spring. We wish you the best of luck.
All right, Trey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Staying Gang podcast. It's a special edition with National Signing Day. Midwestern State signs 28 prep signees. Looking forward to the spring. We'll start off with February 27th scrimmage against Southeastern Oklahoma at Memorial Stadium. That game will kick off at 2 p.m. You've been listening to the Staying Gang podcast on the Mustangs Digital Network.